Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. I know it's even later than the last one. My girlfriend has been ill the last couple of days, and her well-being comes first. Hope you understand. Haven't missed any time-sensitive items, though. Anyway, we've got a ton to get through, and then I'm right on to the next one. And food. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Yenny DeRocher, co-founder of the Humanity First movement in Worcester, Massachusetts, is running for city council. Her policies are specific to the city, but generally, she's focusing on improving infrastructure, public transportation, traffic, and access to broadband, special needs, education, and mental health. She did an interview on Matt's show and will be going on the Trickle Up tomorrow, the 24th, and on the Yang Gang Roundtable on the 26th. She's also trying to raise some funds to get off the ground, so check her out. Not going to spend much time on this next, but the Supreme Court handed Trump two more big losses. Not only did they deny Trump's attempt to block the Manhattan District Attorney prosecuting him from seeing his taxes, they also declined to hear the two remaining Pennsylvania election cases. He really doesn't want people seeing those tax returns. Too bad, so sad. Janet Yellen, our new Treasury Secretary, sat for an interview with DealBook and shed some light on her perspective. I was pleased with the vast majority of what she said, none more so than when she pushed back against means testing by saying that there are pockets of people in need who get missed by it. Positive reinforcement never hurts, so let her know you and empirical data agree with her assessment. A new study of unconditional cash transfers during the pandemic is out. Since we cover this stuff all the time, I won't trudge through all the details. As we already know, it found unconditional cash benefits most every aspect of life for recipients, and even those around them. It does mention two points that I want to highlight. First, child poverty is inversely related to working memory in those kids as young adults, meaning poverty harms your intellect, much like vehicle emissions. Second, the poorest 20% of children are 4.5 times more likely to develop severe mental health problems. 4.5 times. That's crazy. Even ignoring the morality, what do you think costs society more in the long run? Preventing mental illness and stunted intelligence, or treating them and the consequences of them? Of course, we don't have to guess. Plenty of empirical evidence tells us prevention is the better option. Mashable's Chris Taylor put together a short video on the history of UBI, including modern day and Yang's advocacy. It's actually quite fascinating. It says that a form of UBI was adopted early in Speenhamland in Berkshire, England. In 1795, they ditched the system of indentured workfare for unconditional cash, and it was extremely popular. The Prime Minister tried to implement it nationwide, but the bill failed. A fabricated government report in 1834 was used to dismantle the Speenhamland system and has been used ever since to scare people away from UBI, despite having been debunked. They say it was even used to spook Nixon. I'm not going to dig into the research of this, but from cursory investigation, it seems the Speenhamland system was close to a negative income tax, and the infamous report argued the usual objections, which have since been thoroughly disproven. Income Movement's Stacey Rutland wrote a very personal article as well on domestic abuse and how unconditional checks could change that reality for so many families. Without the means to support themselves apart from their abuser, the abused feel trapped and continue to suffer. Poverty is easily the primary source of exploitation. Let's end it. Another day, another member of the Synod committing to UBI trials in Wales. This time, it's Lear Gruffydd. What a name. Show him some love and help convince the rest. Yang recently released some details of his plan to curb crime in New York, so let's quickly run through an abbreviation of them. Police must be effective and too many crimes are going unsolved, so Yang will mandate lieutenants and captains must improve the ratio of solved cases in order to get promoted. Subways and commutes to and from subways have become a prime target for criminals. So Yang will put more police not just on subways, but also patrolling within a few blocks of subway and bus stops. Police are more informed and have better relationships with communities in which they live. All new officers in Yang's administration will live in the five boroughs. This also means more cops riding the subway to and from work. Police are often left responding to calls that are better suited to social workers, leading to poor outcomes. Yang will incorporate more violence interrupters and mental health responders in emergency response, which is shown to reduce violent encounters. These types of emergencies can also be drastically reduced by preventing the environmental stresses that cause them. Mayor Yang would invest in real supportive housing for people who need both housing and mental health services. The Civilian Complaint Review Board, or CCRB, caseloads are very high. It is important for part-time workers to appropriately scrutinize dense, complex cases on nights and weekends. Yang would move to make those on the CCRB full-time employees. Currently, only 50% of civilian complaints are fully investigated. Reporters are forced to physically visit the CCRB offices to file complaints. Yang would move to have CCRB employees meet filers in convenient locations throughout the five boroughs. Transportation experts design city streets and should play a leading role in analyzing vehicle crashes, but are currently excluded from the process. Yang would move crash investigations to the Department of Transportation. Finally, no system functions efficiently with every element doing its own thing, so Yang will appoint a deputy mayor of public safety to ensure that every program is coordinated, every resource scrutinized for efficiency and efficacy, and a single point of contact for the public. I'm sure this is not a full list of his eventual policy platform on crime, but it seems a good start. If you want to go through them at your own pace, you can find them in the thread below. If you've always had a secret wish to see Yang do push-ups, today's your lucky day. He visited a local gym to talk to the business owners and mashed out a set while he was there. It could be improved, but still well above average form. Good to see he has his energy back. I'm sure Yang Gang Fitness must be delighted. Better yet, if you've ever wanted to present your big ideas directly to Yang, now is also your chance. He announced that he is taking ideas from the public for how to help New York. The most liked submissions will be presented in a Zoom meeting with Andrew. I also learned that there's a shortcut for the website, so you can submit it at y4ny.com/ideas. I love this. Who doesn't constantly wish their politicians reached out to them for more feedback? Looking forward to what comes out of it. And finally, I appreciate Humanity Forward pointing out in the most recent roundup how much progress we have made between the upcoming relief bill and the first CARES Act. This will not only be more inclusive, less conditional, but also unconditional cash will be 30% of the total relief bill versus 12% in the CARES Act. That is huge progress. Let's keep working Congress until it's 100%. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out Yinny. Thank Yellen for rejecting means testing and Lear for supporting UBI. Bookmark and share the UBI health study, the Mashable video, Stacy's domestic violence article, and Yang's crime policies. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.